maskil for yom tekufa goymer. That's enough kamina that one holds that the day of the tekufa is the beginning of the new tekufa, and one holds another day of the tekufa is still called the end of the last one. And v'lei misayme, we're not sure exactly which one holds which. Now we have before achirim maimrim, others say achirim maimrim miyuto. If a miyut of the chodesh is missing, that's also enough to make an extra month to the year. So Mora says v'kama miyuto. How much is a miyut of the month that's missing? There's a tkufa of, let's say, Tammuz goes into Tishrei, but it goes into a minority of the month. How much is that? Abasa yom goes in 14 days. That's also enough to make an extra month for the year. So Mora says, Micah Savri, what do these Acherim hold? If they hold the Yom Tekufa, it's called the last day of the last Tekufa. V'kule Chag Binan, and still you have to have the whole Chag and the new Tekufa. V'ika, still you have it. For only 14 days, the Tekufa ended in 14 days. So true, the 14th day is the last day. But then the 15th day, the first day of Chag HaSukkot, that's the beginning of Tekufas Tishrei. So what should be a problem? Why should we put an extra month into the year? Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Acherim b'Tekufas Nisan Kaima. They're not talking about Tekufas Tishrei. They're talking about Tekufas Nisan. That's what they're talking about. Techsiv, because the Pesach says like this, Shomor es Chodesh Ovov. Watch the month of the Yoviv, the month that Pesach comes into. That means, Shomor, watch Oviv shel tekufa, watch the beginning of this tekufa, shiyehei b'chodesh nisan, that it should be in chodesh nisan. So Rashi says like this, shomer es chodesh oviv, that means shomer oviv shel tekufa, shiyehei b'chodesh nisan. So Rashi explains it means shomer watch tekufa chodesh nisan. Shochama, this is like the chodesh nisan going after the sun. Should be at the beginning of the Levana. Oviv, who Nisan Shacham. Oviv, that's called the Nisan of the summer months, of the sun. She Nisan Kore Oviv Elo Al Pirish Bishol HaTfuah, that the Tfuah becomes ripe. She Mesam Bachrim Boy, the whole Bikur HaTfuah, the Iti HaKayetz Fachariv Lecheshbin HaChamahim, that all goes after the sun. Now, Yom Rachmon, the Torah says, Shomer, you should watch it. Shiye Chodesh Nisan, Shechama, that the month of Nisan, of the summer months, of the sun months, Nimshach L'Torch Yimei Chedusha Shalavoyna. It should be at the beginning of the days of the moon month. What does that mean? At the first part of the month. Techsiv, the Pasuk says, Chodesh, V'yein Loshin Chidesh Noifelela Alavoyna, Hamishat Shais, upon the moon that comes new. The Yashmina, what does it come with the teachers? It's Pasik. Sheye Nisan Shechama. There's the Tkufa of Nisan Shestat Nimshach Petoich Yimei Chidush Alavona. That means B'miksas. V'kamehen Yimei Chidusha Yudalad Yomim. Like the first 14 days of the month, of the moon month, the first 14 days, that's still called, considered in the Chidush. Ma'mikan V'yelech Yishona. Yet that's called the Yod. So therefore we're talking about now Nisan. See, he holds that the Tekufa of Nisan has to start by the 14th day of Nisan. So that's why 14 days go pass by, 14 days still out to Tekufa's Teves, that's no good, that's not called Shomer or Chodesh Aviv. Therefore, that's a reason to make an extra month to the year. And now the Mor is the Kashiv, so the problem is the what? That the Tekufa of Nisan has to be at the beginning of the Chodesh, during the first 14 days, for the Gemara, even if the Tekufa would come out on the 15th day, the Churav la'avril Adar, let's make Chodesh Adar amolei, let's make an extra day into the Chodesh Adar, so the Tekufa would come out during the first 14 days. Here it's mashma that if the Tekufa comes out on the 15th day, it's no good. Why can't we just add another day into Chodesh Adar? So Marin says, true, and Omer of Acher by Yaakov, Tono milamalo lamata kachoshev. The Tanir is giving you cheshbin milamalo lamata from up downwards kachoshev. Ochikom, this is what he means to say. Ad miyuta im avrin, up until the miyut, we make an extra chodesh. For kama miyuta, what's called the miyuta? Arbosa yom, 14 days. It's more or less like this. Tana Deach, Rashi explains, Tana Deach, Hirim, Lamala, Lamata, Kachal, Shvaka, Kama, Mavrin, Ad, Miyutoi, but Veloi, Miyutoi, Bechlau, the meat is not included, Kleimar, Im Tech, Sat, Kufa, Tevis, Yud, Ches, Yomim, if they'll be missing 18 days of Tevis in Tanisin, or Yud, Zayin, or Yud, Vov, or Tez, Vov, the Tipot, Kufas, Nisim, Beyoim, Yud, Vov, then Mavrin, Avalim, Chos, or Yudal, it means that 14 days will be missing into Chodesh Nisim. For Norfot Kufa Benisin Betezvov, and then the Kufas of Nisim will first come out on the 15th day, then Ein Mavrin, and then we will not have to make an extra month. Why? The Mavrin Liyadar, then the Yetzer is, put an extra day into Chodesh Adar, and then the Kufas Nisim will come out be Yudalid, and then it'll be good. Senechanami, what I mean to say is up until 14, that means it'll come down the 15th day of Nisim, it's still good. Because then we would not have to add another month, but rather just another day into Chodesh Adar. Ravina says, Li'olom Acherim B'Tishrei Kaim. No, the Acherim are talking about Chodesh Tishrei. U'kosavri Acherim, the Acherim hold, that Kulei Chag Binon, they hold you have to have the whole Chag Hasukis in the Tkufa of Tishrei. The Yom Tov Rishon is also included, also has to be in the Tkufas of Tishrei. That's why only Yudalid and not Tezvov. For the Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon, Chag Osif Ksiv, which is mashma, a chag that you could collect, which you can only collect the two on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Dov Ravud, but not on Yom Tov. So more says true, but it means is Chag Habo Bisman Asifa. It means a chag that comes during the time of the Asifa. In other words, that's the Chag HaSukkos. But not during only Chol HaMoed, but the whole Sukkot they have told, the whole Yom Tov has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. Therefore, if 14 days is missing of the Tkufa's Tishrei into Tishrei, so that's no good. That's a reason to make an extra month. Because otherwise, the Chag HaSukkos will not come, the whole Sukkot will not be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. Now the Gemara says like this. Mishnah says, Micha Sekenim. When you bring a korban at Tzibur, that the Sekenim have to put a smicha. So Tanur Rabbanim, learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'somchu Ziknei Hu'eida. So Gemara says, Yochu Ziknei Hashuk. Just V'somchu Ziknei maybe means any older person in the street. Talmud Leimah, therefore the Pasuk says, Eida. No, he has to be from the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, E'eida, just from the word Eida alone, Yochel Ketani Eidah, it's enough to be from the Sanhedrin, Ketana, just from a Bezdin of 23. So this the Gemara says, no, Tamalem, the Pasuk says, Ziknei Ho'eidah. Ho'eidah, the Hei means, Miyuchodim Sheb Eidah, the special Bezdin, the special Sanhedrin Gedola. For Kamehain, how many of them do you need to make a smicha? So Vidash, the Pasuk says, V'samcho min Shnayim. Ziknei is also Shnayim. That's four. And we know v'yein bezdin shokum masifin aleihem baydechod harei kan chamisha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's pshat the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says you need five sekenim. You need a bezdin like a five to make the smich on a korban tzibur. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says no, was enough three. How does he get three? He held ziknei min shnayim and v'yein bezdin shokul. You can't have an equal amount. Therefore masifin aleihem baydechod. You have to add one more. Harei kan shloisha, together you have three. So Mura says, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, I who ksiv v'samchu, it says the word of v'samchu. So one yudashin also, which should mean four, and then one more five. It says the kainim and v'samchu. So Mura says, no, I tell you, Rabbi Shimon holds, ha'humi boile v'shini l'gufei, fit itself, to teach us that you have to make a good smicha, that you have to put your hands and your body on top of it. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Legufa leitzarach. I don't need an extra pasuk like for some chut to say there has to be a smicha there. The yim came if so. The yim came the loyalsi v'samchu ledrosha because if the word v'samchu is not coming to teach you something special, but just only just for the mitzvah smicha. Lichta let the pasuk say zichna eida let zikna eida yideyim arosh hapar. Let it just say the zikna eida has to put the hand on top of the par. What does it say? The Samchu? It's something extra. Teach us the Dashin. You need another two people there. For Rabbi Shimon holds no. Iksiv Hochiv would have just said like this. of Yudehim al Rosh Hapar, Habe, I mean, I would have thought to say, my oil, what does oil mean? V'samach. Does Kenim have to be near the par, but not a real samicha, they have to push all the weight on top of the par. Therefore, it says v'samchu, that they have to make a good samicha. And Moses says, Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know this? I tell you, Gomar Rosh, Rosh, Mayola, says by Korban Oil the word Rosh, and there we know smicha is a good smicha. See, also we know it means a good smicha. Therefore, the word Vesamchu is extra. For Rabbi Shimon, Le Gomar Rosh, Rosh, Mayola, he doesn't learn out the word Rosh, Rosh, he doesn't have this Gzera Shava Mayola. Therefore, you also need the word smicha Vesamchu, Le Gufay. Tana would learn like this. Smicha u smicha sekeinim b'shleisha. That the Indian to give smicha and smicha sekeinim, when the sekeinim have to make a smicha top of a korban, the korban tzibur, it has to be done with three. So Moses asks, "My smicha u my smicha sekeinim." What does it mean? These two, what are two separate things here? A smicha sekeinim and a regular smicha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mismach sabi," it means to give smicha to an older person, to give a talmid chacham smicha. You have to receive smicha from three people. You need three to give smicha. Oh, Malaya by the Rabbi Yosef, mismach sabi b'shloishim minolan. How do you know this? That to give smicha, you have to have three people. Elaine, if you want to tell me the chesiv, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yismach es yodav olav, that Moshe put his hands on top of Yeshua. For the Mori Yochi, if so, tisagi b'chad, let it just be enough one. Moshe Rabbeinu himself did it. The chitayim, maybe you answer me no. Moshe b'mokim shivim v'chad koi. Moshe was in the place of 71 zekeinim like. So it's more than just one. Moshe says, "Yochi, if that's pshat liboy shivim v'chad, then you should have to have 71 rabbanim to give smicha." Moshe says, "Kasha, this like a kasha. How exactly does he know you need three dayonim like to give smicha? That's a good kasha." Oh, malei ravacha b'reid the ravashi. The yodo mamish samchinen lei, like he asked for kasha, when you give smicha, do you really, does the rav really have to put his hand upon the talmud or not? Omalei said back, no, samchinen lei bishmei, it's enough just to give smicha by calling him a rav. Korelei rebbe, you call him a rebbe. The yoyvelei reshus alameidin dina kenosos, and you give him permission, like to be a dayan now, to be a musmach, and now he kapaskin dina kenosos. Samora says, is it true, v'chad lo somach, that one person cannot give smicha? I've omer Rabbi Yehuda omer Rav. Peram zachar rois ish letoiv. We should remember this great person, letoiv, from Yehuda mabov ha-shemoi, that was his name. Shemol lehi, if not for him, nishtachu dina kenosis mi'israel. It would have been forgotten, the lochas of dina kenosis. For the Gemara, nishtachu would have been forgotten, nigrisinu, let them learn it. What do you mean to say, it would have been forgotten? El or rather, it means to say, botlu dina kenosis mi'israel. It would have been forgotten, it would have been bottled, there wouldn't have been musmochim, there wouldn't have been